New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy now says that schools that cannot meet safety and health standards by the first day of classes will be allowed to start the academic year with all virtual instruction. Interim State Education Commissioner Kevin Diemer says the governor's executive order reinforces that schools must open to students for in-person instruction while providing flexibility.
We're also sensitive to the concerns of those school leaders who say they need additional time to implement the health and safety precautions identified by the Department of Education and the Department of Health before they can return any portion of the student population to in-person instruction.
Governor Murphy invited school district superintendents from East Brunswick and Willingboro to talk about their reopening plans. The governor emphasizes that with more than 600 school districts, plus private and parochial schools, there is no one-size-fits-all plan for restarting classes. He adds that schools in the Garden State have a long history of local control.
I would not ask the students and parents, for instance, in Willingboro, to decide what's best for East Brunswick schools and vice versa.
That announcement comes as the Elizabeth School District has decided to go all virtual to start the school year after more than 400 teachers opted out of in-person classes due to health concerns. Meanwhile, the Willingboro School District in Burlington County says it will be all remote for the first marking period, which runs until November 18th. School schedules start going out this coming week, with most New York City school children coming back to the classroom despite the coronavirus concerns. WBGO's Scott Pringle has more from New York.
Mayor de Blasio says 74% of students will be doing in-classroom and remote learning, while the rest opted to learn from home.
Over 700,000 kids are planning to come back.
School Chancellor Richard Carranza's message to parents:
to start talking now to your children, especially your younger children, about why it's important to wear a mask. It's an act of friendship. It's an act of love.
Now, city officials say 85% of teachers will be back in the classroom, the rest working to get approved to work from home. The mayor expresses confidence, though, the schools can open safely.
We've set very stringent standards. We have to meet those standards.
Scott Pringle, WBGO News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is applauding a state Supreme Court decision that will allow him to borrow nearly $10 billion to recover from the coronavirus pandemic, but he says that money alone will not be enough to dig out from the crisis. The governor says the state still needs financial support from the Trump administration.
Even with this decision, we are not declaring victory. We have a long road still to travel. We still need the federal government to step up and provide direct assistance to us and our fellow states. This cannot continue to twist in the political winds. We knew that not only were we right in our decision to take this step, but also because the alternative would have been something that no one up here or anywhere would have wanted to experience.
The GOP challenged a law passed by the legislature and signed by the governor to borrow funds intended to help recover from the financial chaos caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Assembly Republican leader John Bramnick says with the borrowing plan now moving forward, it's New Jersey taxpayers who will be stuck repaying the debt for years to come.
Now we have a real emergency, and it's a taxpayer emergency.
Governor Murphy says the borrowing plan will help the state recover from the early months of the outbreak, which caused tax revenues to plummet and brought on record high unemployment. The high court says the pandemic qualifies as an emergency exemption to having to ask voter permission to borrow. The South Jersey gym that reopened in defiance of the state shutdown order may have to close permanently. WBGO's Kenneth Burns reports the Belmar Borough Council voted this week to revoke the license of the gym, which has become a rally cry for conservatives who view the shutdown orders as draconian.
Since the owners of Attila's Gym have been fighting to reopen since May, they've been on the cable news circuit, reopened their doors even after they've been boarded up by officials, and have been arrested for being in contempt along with other charges. Their lawyer, John McCann, spoke before the Belmar Borough Council, asking them to demand from Governor Murphy the science that says his client's business should stay closed.
I would demand the science. I would say, Governor, show me that this gym is a danger. You have a right to that.
One of the owners, Ian Smith, was present at the meeting but did not speak. Despite gyms across New Jersey remaining closed, Attila's owners reopened their doors several times. McCann signaled a further legal challenge coming soon.
Is there any evidence that anyone's died from the Attila's gym? Is there any evidence that anyone's gotten sick from the Attila's gym? Right now, Mayor and Council, I would submit to you If you saw the safety protocols that are in place in this gym, it is probably the safest. It's the safest place in New Jersey right now.
I'm Kenneth Burns, WBGO News.
We've all seen or maybe experienced those long lines at the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission offices. The commission says it's making progress in chopping through the backlog that grew when it shut offices down because of COVID-19. As WBGO's Joe Hernandez reports, officials say they've gotten through half of the backlog already.
When MVC offices reopened in July, there weren't enough staff members to keep up with demand, and lines of eager drivers stretched down sidewalks. Now, MVC Chief Administrator Sue Fulton says the long waits have abated as state workers have been able to process transactions that were stalled during the early days of the pandemic.
Demand continues to be high. It's less every week. You know, the lines are better every week. It's calming down.
MVC offices were closed for 17 weeks, and the commission is now just 8 weeks behind on transactions. Officials say many services can be completed online. I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.